Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is about trusting God when we don't understand what He's doing. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsors. Trusting God when we don't understand what He's doing. Written by Becky Harling, read by Rochelle Alberti. You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. John 13:7. There have been moments in my life when I've been blindsided by different trials. Things like cancer, unexpected job loss, or a host of other situations where I felt caught off guard by what I believed to be true about God. Recently, I was reading in the Gospel of John chapter 13. The disciples and Jesus met in the upper room to celebrate the Passover. We call this the Last Supper. As the disciples gathered in the room, there was no servant to wash feet. This would have been unheard of in the Middle East culture, where everyone's feet would get dirty and dusty. You could feel the tension in the room. The disciples anxiously looked at each other, wondering who would take the place of a servant and wash feet. Then Jesus wrapped a towel around his own waist, got down on his knees, and began washing feet. Peter was appalled. Maybe he even felt a bit guilty for not being willing to be the one who would serve others. In any case, he questioned the Lord with the words, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" We could paraphrase that. "Lord, are you really going to be the one to wash our feet?" In Peter's mind, this didn't make any sense. How could the Lord of the universe stoop so low? Then Jesus spoke these profound words. "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." John 13:7. Those words are so profound. Often in our lives, we believe God is moving in one direction, only to discover the plan is completely different. Perhaps we felt we've even heard from the Holy Spirit about a job opportunity, or that we'll receive a good diagnosis, or that we'll find a godly mate, or that we'll deliver a healthy baby, or that we'll finally get to adopt a child. Then we're blindsided with the lost job opportunity, the cancer diagnosis, or the lack of God bringing a godly mate, or the miscarriage, or the failed adoption. The list could go on endlessly. When things don't turn out like we anticipated, we feel disappointed with God and wonder, did I really hear from Him? The bigger question is, how do we trust a God I don't understand? To trust God when we don't understand, we have to get brutally honest with our feelings. We can't deny our numb feelings of disappointment, hoping they'll go away. Instead, we must authentically dump them at the feet of Jesus. Remember the story of Lazarus dying found in John 11? Mary and Martha, Lazarus' sisters, felt devastated and disappointed that Jesus hadn't shown up on time. Both said to Jesus, "If only you had been here." They were honest in their feelings. Jesus felt deep empathy for them and wept with them. No judgment, just entering into their sorrow, even though moments later he knew he would raise Jesus from the dead. When we feel disappointed with God's response, we must cling to what we know about his character. Returning to what we know to be true will help settle our souls. If we always understood God, he wouldn't be God. He would be our equal. Instead, he is vastly beyond our imagination. Yet, according to his word, he is good. He loves us. He is faithful and do what's best for us. The truth is that our trust muscles are strengthened as we go through life's disappointments. If we continue to authentically bring our feelings before God and cling to what we know to be true about his character, our faith will grow stronger even in suffering. As we lean into Jesus, he will whisper reassurance to our broken hearts. "You don't understand right now, but you will someday. Trust me." Intersecting faith and life. As you reflect on your life so far, what have been situations that have arisen that have made it difficult for you to trust God? What do you feel God is inviting you to do in this season to bolster your faith? Further reading, Psalm 27:13, Isaiah 55:8, Jeremiah 29:11, 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, and 1 Peter 5:1.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.